It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. Nationwide, about 300,000 smoking-related deaths occur each year among people who are 65 and older. Most start smoking before the age of 18 and report wanting to quit within 2 years of starting, which, of course, that is difficult. The good news is older smokers who try to quit are almost twice as likely to succeed as younger adults. We're going to be talking a lot about this. And if you're a smoker and wanting to quit or know someone who does, this show is definitely for you. My guest is Lisa Dunning, public health educator, tobacco specialist at Bangor Public Health and Community Services. We've been friends for years. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Gosh, Carol, thanks for having me on. This is such an important topic, and I'm really excited to share some information with your listeners.
And you do have a wealth of knowledge about this. And you're right, this is a very important topic. Full disclosure, I'm a former smoker. I smoked heavily, like pack a day, for a number of years and quit about 30 years ago. So no one's judgy here. We're not going to be judgy and berate anyone to try to get them to quit. And it's hard, not going to lie, but it is so worth it. And I think that if you're thinking about it, and I'm sure if you're smoking, your doctor's pestering you to quit, and maybe some family, really give this some thought. We are here to help you. So first up, let's talk about the benefits of quitting at any age, because I know I can hear seniors in my head saying, I'm 85, I've smoked, it's not going to help me now, I'm too old. So can you dispel that myth for them?
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to reiterate your comment, Carol, that this is a judgment-free zone. This is really about the smoke. It's not about the smoker. And the thing that I appreciate is that you can certainly start to reap the benefits of quitting almost immediately. Within 20 minutes, it's noted that blood pressure drops down to a more normal rate. You can see your pulse rate start to come down to normal. Your body temperature in your hands and feet can increase. That's just in the first 20 minutes. So can I imagine what's going to happen as time goes on. So within
that is amazing
hours,
too.
Yeah, right. And so circulation improvement, walking becomes a bit easier. That coughing piece and the sinus congestion within 1 to 9 months, it depends on the person, starts to get better. So within 10 years, we can start to see rates dropping of lung cancer and stroke. So really important things that we want to reiterate to people that these are reasons to quit, not to mention the fact that you want to extend your life and have quality of life and spend time with all those people that you love.
And it's really an important part, too, because some people may think that it would take years to reap the benefits of quitting when really it's minutes and days and weeks that really you start to get better and can reverse some of those effects of having been a smoker. Your body just really starts to heal itself pretty quickly.
That's absolutely true. You know, you think about the benefit, and we start to talk about the big three tobacco-related illnesses, and those are heart disease, lung cancer, and stroke. And of course, you want to add years to your life, but we want to do it in a way that's going to be, you know, healthy and that we've got more quality of life. And so this is one way that you can take control of your life today to improve your quality of life, reverse respiratory symptoms. You know, quitting helps to reduce your mortality rate. We want to add extra years, but we want to add good ones. And this is a great way to do that.
And one of the things that I have heard people say is, I smoke and I'm the only one that's bothered by it, and so it's no one's business. But that's not true. We all know firsthand smoke, very dangerous to the smoker. And most people are familiar with secondhand smoke, but I want to go over it. And a lot of people may not understand what thirdhand smoke is. So can you explain the differences in those three tiers of smoking?
Absolutely. So we obviously know what the harm is to a smoker who's the initial user. Tobacco smoke has over 7,000 chemicals, Carol. So it's really important for folks to know that 70 of them are known to cause cancer. And children and pets are especially at risk from the dangers of secondhand smoke. And that's what you're expelling. After you smoke your cigarette and the smoke that comes out, what's left in your environment that people have access to directly? I'm smelling it. I grew up in a house with smokers. And so that raises the risk of asthma and bronchitis, pneumonia, colds, allergy. It's a whole variety of things that can occur to people who are have access. And so there's no safe level of secondhand smoke. That's been told many times by the U.S. Surgeon General. Third-hand smoke, I explain this best about going into my mom's house and helping her with spring cleaning and taking everything off the walls. And where the pictures were, you can see what's left on the wall in these silhouettes. And that is the sticky, brownish, gooey-looking residue that's left that has to come off. It also sticks to carpeting. It sticks to clothing, all pieces that are really unfortunate because you think about your pets and your little people, children, who are putting their mouths on everything and sticking their paws in their mouths, especially dangerous because, yeah, you might think, oh, wow, this is my choice to smoke. But the people around you who are being affected by the second and third hand smoke didn't necessarily have a choice. That's why in Maine, we have a law against smoking in cars with children because it is that dangerous.
And a lot of seniors have cats. I have four, and I never smoked in the house because of my cats. I didn't want them breathing it in. But I didn't realize at the time about third-hand smoke. And so when you come in the house or after you've had a cigarette, if you go somewhere, people around you can smell that smoke coming off you. You're not smoking at the moment. Cigarette's long been put out. But it clings to everything, and that smell, the chemicals are still coming off the clothes, settling on the cat who clean themselves constantly, and so mouth cancer among cats is very high if they live with smokers. So the first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke, all of it dangerous to everyone around you. So let's talk about, what can people do if they're listening to this and they're thinking, yeah, I really should think about quitting? What's the first thing they should do?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to reach out to find out where are the resources around me? Because what we do know works is evidence-based approaches. And so we are so fortunate in the state of Maine. We have the Maine Quit Link. So if you have access to the internet, you can go to mainequitlink.com or 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And that's a terrific place to start. I've actually worked with one of the gals who is one of the Quitline staff, and she was wonderful to work with in person. She's great when you call the Quitline. And the thing I love so much about Maine Quitlink, they're not judgy either down there. They really want you to be successful, and I should talk a little bit about success. I can tell you that on average, it can take somebody 30 attempts to be successful. Nicotine is powerful. It is one of the most potent addictive drugs on the planet. Not easy to quit, and we're never going to say that it is. But you have to have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, you can fail to very easily. So the Maine Quit Link helps you devise a plan. And what I mean about a plan is, what's going to happen to me? Lots of times smoking and habits go together. So you think about my first coffee of the morning, or you think about getting in the car to drive without children, we hope, in there. And lots of times smoking is linked to activities. And if you are going to do that activity and not have your cigarette, it can be a really difficult transition. So in order to come up with the best possible way to quit, you need to come up with alternative options for those things. What's the first thing I'm going to do when I have my morning coffee without the cigarette? You have to come up with an alternative activity that you can now link to that cup of morning coffee to replace the cigarette. Because if you don't replace your best friend, the nicotine cigarette, you're going to fail because it keeps reeling you back in because that nicotine addiction is so strong. The other thing I would like to just say to people who are trying, know that it's about a 2-minute torture period if you're trying to quit and you're having a craving. It takes about 2 minutes to dissipate a craving. So you think about activities that can be helpful during that time frame. That's why you see people using a lollipop or something with their hands to be able to distract them. Coming up with some alternative activities can be super helpful.
And we're going to go to break shortly, but when we come back, I want to explore more about some of the mechanisms people can use, whether it's gum or alternative cigarettes, although they're not healthy either. They're not a great choice. But some of the tangible things that people can do, I love having the plan. And then we'll also discuss some of the excuses, because there are a million of them as to why people would not quit smoking. The number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or you can go to Maine Quick Link online. We'll be right back with Lisa Dunning right after this. There's much more to come, so stay with us. Hi, we're back with Lisa Dunning discussing quitting smoking. And when we left, I promised we'd talk about mechanisms to quit, aside from having a plan, which is such good advice. I didn't have one when I quit, and it was a struggle. 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-QUIT-NOW will get you a lot of information, and mainquitlink.com. So, Lisa, let's talk about nicotine replacement therapies. There are a lot of them. And let's talk about the success of those if someone needs to go that route.
Absolutely. So that is one of the recommendations that will be made if people connect with the Maine Quit Link. It's part of an evidence-based process. So we know the most effective ways for people to quit are to have a plan, to use a nicotine replacement therapy, which is a gum, patch, lozenges, talking to a certified quit coach for support. And those are all things that they'll get connected to should they end up at the Maine Quit Link. Now, I will just preface this with, if you have health insurance that covers your nicotine replacement therapy, you wouldn't be able to qualify for that through the Maine Quit Link. But if you do not have that, that's something you could get. And I love the way that they've gotten this organized. So it's sort of like a choose your own adventure. So you've got a web coaching option. You've got phone coaching and individual services, and those all look a little bit different. Underneath the phone coaching option, you would get, if you qualified, for 8 weeks of free gum, patches, or lozenges, and those get sent directly to your local pharmacy. You get the talk with that certified quit coach who is going to help you put that plan together, and then you have free access to text, email, and web services. And when we switch over to the web coaching, it's 2 weeks starter kit for the gum, patches, or lozenge. And then you get all the other same things, except that you get to participate in an online community of tobacco users like you who are also trying to quit, access to that 24/7, along with that customized quit plan that we talked about. And then the individual services also get you 2 free-week starter kit of gum, patches, or lozenges if you qualify. Education materials happens throughout, text messaging, email, and then again, 24/7 access to your dashboard. So this is the tool that I like to tell people they're going to be the most successful with if they choose to quit, have a quit attempt. If you want to try to quit for a day, say, I just want to dip my toes in and try this and see if I can live life without tobacco. What would that look like? Coming up with a plan with one of the quit coaches would be a great approach to give that a try.
Do you think that, and I know everyone's different, but cold turkey versus tapering off, do you have any evidence as to which one may work best?
Absolutely. So cold turkey, only about 2% of people who try to go cold turkey are ever successful. And in some cases, it's not for a very long time. All the evidence points to people who use an evidence-based approach, which is the coaching and the nicotine replacement therapy. Their numbers bump up significantly, and their attempts are more long-lasting. I like to think of all of these quit attempts as like a little bit more money in your quit bank. Every time somebody talks to you or you talk to somebody about quitting, it gets you one step closer to that quit line. The evidence-based approach is really the one that we recommend because it is how you will be most successful. Cold turkey is very rare that anybody can be successful with cold turkey.
And you say if someone qualifies for all of these materials and this support, that's only if they don't have insurance that covers it. They can get all of that through their insurance if they talk to their doctor. Is that right?
So here's the thing. The only thing that you need to qualify for in order to receive the services through the Maine QuitLink is just the nicotine replacement therapy, the gum, patches, lozenges. You would qualify to take advantage of all the other services offered. The only thing you would need to go to your doctor for would be the prescription for your gum, patches, or lozenges to get that covered under your own individual health plan. Does that make sense?
It does. So if you don't have insurance, QuitLink will get you the replacement therapy. If you do have insurance, your doctor can get you a prescription for that. But everything else, the texting, the talking, the support groups, the dashboard, all of that, free for everyone who wants to quit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are so fortunate. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. We are so fortunate in Maine to have this resource. Yes.
And you had a statistic before we went on the air about how many smokers there are in Maine. Can you share those? Because those numbers made me gasp, actually.
Sure. So we rank 17th in the country with 8.5% of just our older adults, 65 years of age or older, who use tobacco. And these statistics that I'm sharing with you today all come off of either the Maine CDC, the National CDC, the American Cancer Society, or the America's Health Rankings website. Those are all the stats, the places that we trust to get our information from. And so I can tell you that in 2019, cigarette smoking was responsible for more than 480,000 deaths in the United States. 41,000 of those were from secondhand smoke exposures. And 300,000 of those were older adults. And then they classified older adults as 65 years of age or older. And what we do know is that most people start smoking before the age of 18, and they report wanting to quit within 2 years. So part of the work that I do is really important to help keep tobacco out of the hands of our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, and the younger people in our lives. And so I always put this call out to everybody to be my partners in this. If you need additional information, my contact information will be available at the end of the show. Connect with me. I'd like to get resources into your hand, but really important for us to try to keep people from getting to the place where many are trying to get away from. It's not a healthy habit to start, as we all know. And so, yeah, I'd love to just put the call out to ask people to join me in that.
We have to go to break. Her email is lisa.dunning@bangormaine.gov. Lisa.dunning, D-U-N-N-I-N-G, @bangormaine.gov. We'll be right back and discuss some of your reasons for not quitting. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. As promised, we are going to discuss the typical reasons that people have for continuing to smoke, all their excuses. Lisa, you're up. Tell me the excuses you've heard over the years that keep people smoking.
Yeah, of course. So I grew up, as I said earlier, in a smoking home. My dad did quit when I was like sixth grade, but my mom was very avid smoker. She smoked for a very long time. She did quit eventually. In her 50s. But gosh, all the excuses were, well, smoking hasn't killed me yet. And according to the U.S. Surgeon General, smoking can harm every organ in your body, and it causes many diseases, and reducing the health of, you know, smokers in general, and older smokers in particular, are at greater risk because many of them have smoked like for 40 years or more, and in some cases can be heavy smokers. So, you know, the second excuse, Carol, that I love, well, it's too late. The damage is done now, which isn't true. When I talked a little earlier about, you know, some of the things that start to happen right at like the 20-minute mark even, it's just amazing. So not losing track of how you can reduce all of the risks of the big three that I talked about, which is heart and cancer and lung and all of that, really important. And it's not a good enough excuse for me. It's not too late. And the smoking relaxes me. Actually, smoking stresses the body because every 2 hours, your body is out looking for the nicotine that it needs. And so it your heartbeat gets faster, your blood pressure goes up, and you feel anxious. And so, you know, smoking relaxes you, right? Because it takes away all those symptoms.
That was a big one for me, is it was I felt it was very relaxing. You could just take in that deep breath and it just felt great.
Right.
But it's not, obviously.
No. You're giving yourself that nicotine hit, which your body's looking for. So, you know, do deep breathing. If you want to get that nice deep breath in, do it, but without the cigarette. So this is a hard one, right? If I quit, I'm going to gain weight.
That is a tough one.
Yeah. And, you know, researchers acknowledge that quitting often is followed by weight gain. However, the health risks outweigh any weight that you could gain. And I like to think of it as an opportunity, right? So when you quit smoking, you feel better. Maybe you could add some extra minutes to your walk and then start to think about putting some healthy food back into your diet because you can taste it better and smell it more. And so that also can be a deterrent for weight gain.
And that is a really important point because honestly, not proud of it, but I used to smoke on the way to the gym and on the way back. So when I quit, I realized that I actually had a much better time at the gym. I had more energy. So
Right.
And yeah. I did not gain weight when I quit, just not for nothing. But if you're worried about that, don't, because it may not happen to you. And
right, exactly.
Number five, been there, done that.
And it's true. Like I said before, you know, it can take on average 30 times to try to quit before you're successful. However, if you employ the tactics that we've shared with you today, which is calling the main quit link, getting yourself signed up with a quit coach, using nicotine replacement therapy, those two things combined are going to help you be far more successful than trying to go it on your own and go on the cold turkey route. That's just not the best way to go for you to have a successful outcome.
And the only way people actually fail when they try to quit smoking is if they stop trying. If they just throw in the towel and say, I'm just going to smoke because it hasn't killed me yet. But there's a first time for everything. So it probably will get you eventually. My grandmother quit smoking when she was, I want to say, early 90s, and she lived to be just about 98. And so it can be done at an advanced age, and she had smoked since essentially she was a child, you know.
Teenager, that is so wonderful to hear 20s. That she had quit.
She did, and it was, you know, it was impressive to all of us that she was able to pull that off. So, Lisa, you are a wealth of information. I appreciate you being here so much. Your email address is lisa.dunning@bangormaine.gov if you want any more information, or you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or mainquitlink.com. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're trying to quit, best of luck to you.